This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program. It's Tuesday. No, it isn't either. It's Wednesday. How did I lose a day? I almost lost a day.
Because it was a short week, sort of,
Wednesday.
For some people.
Not for us. We're here working. We're plying our trade, if you will, which is conversation on the radio. I'm talking about Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, Kara Schillen, all here. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The rest of us are in our sort of normal places, and we have lots of I'm trying to figure out here how to approach the latest from the Trump campaign or the latest in what's going on. I'm actually more affected by the flyover last night, the helicopters. Did I tell the story earlier or did I not? I think I told it off the air. I don't think I told it on the air. Of being out in the street walking Daisy at the end of the day. And after Trump came in yesterday afternoon to Los Angeles, flew into LAX, and then they helicoptered him over to the Santa Monica airport. We got into the motorcade and screwed up all the traffic for hours.
MAGA jam.
Yeah. And so last night when he left, the helicopters flew him from where he was in Beverly Hills over to the airport. And I don't know how, Jennifer says that they publish this stuff. I don't know why they do.
Well, they publish the routes, at least the area in which.
Street closures.
The street closures, right.
Yeah.
But although it was interesting this time, usually you get about 12 hours notice. Yesterday I noticed that they didn't put the street closures out till probably around 10 a.m. our time. And he actually came in at 3:45. So that was a pretty tight window. But obviously law enforcement knows about it ahead of time.
Right, yeah. So on his way out after the fundraiser, they helicoptered him back over to Santa Monica Airport. It's sort of kitty quarter from where I am, maybe 3/4 of a mile. So they flew right over my street and literally over my house.
Did you wave?
And well, I didn't realize. I mean, when you see the two helicopters together, you know what it is, especially if you know he's in town. But the people in the street, that's what I get the kick out. People, there he is! I didn't hear Trump's name mentioned once, but I heard people yell, yeah, there he is! And the kids were out in the street to see the president fly over.
That's a pretty cool thing. Whether you like the person that's in office or not,
right.
When you see the circumstance, I remember being in a hotel in Chicago, the Palmer House Hilton, and I was staying there for a cable show, and I was trying to get back from a breakfast meeting. I'm like, what the heck is going on over here? And the cab driver said, I'm going to have to let you off here, ma'am. The president's in town. Sure enough, he was at my hotel. So when I got down there, I mean, Secret Service was buzzing, and then I ran out into the driveway and got to see the car. It's really cool. It's a really, I mean,
well, the pomp and circumstance that we as taxpayers pay for to get them moved around. It's pretty damn expensive. All right, talking about the president, the situation, I'm trying to figure out what his relationship with Barr is at this point. Is it friendly? Is Barr who tells Trump to stop his tweeting? What's the real story here?
Well, I think that Trump actually respects Barr's style because he's very direct and straightforward. Mm-hmm. And, usually when someone says something bad about the president, he wants to counterpunch right away. And Attorney General Barr last Friday in an interview said, the president's tweets make it really hard, almost impossible for me to do my job. And so he was asked about that yesterday. The president was asked about that comment as he was in route leaving Washington, D.C. and coming to L.A. about whether or not he took issue with that statement. He goes, no, he's right. My tweets do make it really hard for him to do his job. But he said, I'm not going to stop tweeting. So now the headline on Drudge this morning is that Barr is warning Trump, I'll walk if you keep tweeting. They're calling it a showdown at the Justice Department. That may be a bit dramatic, but I'm sure the attorney general is probably like, look, I'm here trying to do my job. I'm here trying to serve the American people and the administration, and the tweets are not helpful when it comes to the cases that are still active. I don't think anybody that would support the president would want to tamp down on his tweets. Maybe some people. But I think most people have realized that, well, I think his, that most people realize that what his tweets have done are kind of bypass the media and talk directly to the American people.
But you know
and he's
what,
really
Jennifer?
The first president, but he's really, I'll just finish this point. He's the first president that really had the full Twitter presidency. It, Twitter kind of came to be during the Obama administration, and they played around with it, but they didn't really use it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how presidents use it from here on out. Already candidates are using it much more than they ever did because it's a way to directly communicate to their supporters.
It's not. It's the tone. I have at least a dozen close friends who are Trump supporters, and to a person with maybe one or two exceptions, they would consider voting for Bloomberg because they're sick of the tweets. They have no problem with his philosophy. They think he's done great things, but they think his Twitter stuff is so disruptive, so unpresidential, so distracting that they would actually vote for Bloomberg. And I think that's some of the stuff that Bloomberg is counting on.
That's why you were so upset that Bloomberg went low and was firing back.
Yeah,
right? That
I was.
Disappointed
I didn't
you.
Like that. Nope, didn't like it at all. Nope. All right, so moving on here, one more Trump item. The Government Accountability Office, which is a part of the government, looking into the $28 billion bailout to supposedly help farmers. This is one of the damnedest outrages, you know, because I do my weekly program, The American Family Farmer. You can listen to our discussions, by the way, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the podcast as well, the usual places, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those places. But the focus, and this week, this will be one of the focus points on my discussion. But I've been talking about this for 2 or 3 months because it is such a damned outrage and how they got away with this. Mostly, I don't know that Trump signed off on it directly, but Sonny Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, who is a big fumbling boob as far as I'm concerned, he took care of all his pals, man.
I don't know that he's that much of a boob. I think that he, I think he did exactly that. He took care of his friends and his pals.
Took care of his friends. Yep. So
his quotes that we know that he's told family farmers,
go
if you
big,
don't go. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. So the investigation requested by Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, she and other Senate Democrats claim the funds have been distributed unevenly. Duh. The aid program
that's
was supposed
an understatement.
To. I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, this is understated all the way across. Anyway, so we'll see how that shakes out, but it'll be embarrassing. It won't help
understand.
The farming community.
I understand that, but you're the one that's very loudly supporting Mayor Bloomberg, and he said that you know, you need more gray matter if you want. I mean, he said that farmers don't have enough gray matter. I'm not taking
it
out of context. I've watched
it
3 times. How many times have you watched it?
I watched it once, and I got the gist of what he was saying.
He was saying you have to be smarter than someone who just puts a seed in the ground.
He's not
just
saying intellectually smarter, Jen, and you know that, but I think you're twisting
don't know that.
You don't like him.
It was very obvious
that that's not what he was saying. He was not calling
it the
farmers
way the country
dumb.
Is hearing it. It's what it sounds like to me.
Some people who don't like him are hearing it that way.
That's true, maybe with everything.
That he'll answer for in the debate tonight. The debate is scheduled
at 8
o'clock.
I think he's totally ready to answer that.
Absolutely.
Because
bring that
if
up.
You think that he's going to resonate with farmers making those types of comments, I just don't.
Maybe with you, in context.
I know my uncle George, who is a dairy and soybean farmer in Wisconsin, is not going to take too kindly to that because he doesn't consider his work stupid. He doesn't consider
it. That's not what Bloomberg said. Now you're adding words. That's totally not it.
What did you think he said?
I read the whole transcript of everything that he said. That's not. He was. That's.
He said all it takes is putting a seed. I could teach you how to be a farmer today.
No, he's talking about automation. He has been at the forefront of STEM and STEAM projects and coding practices. What he's talking about is how do we move forward as a society, because America is so far behind every other developed nation.
He was in London.
I know where he was, Jen. I know that. And what he was saying is exactly what is true in America, that he's talking about we have got to learn these other skills for the next generation. He went all, if you're not giving the full context, he went all the way back to the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah,
he,
with the arrows he gave the and history. How people just crank shafts in factories and they just push the knobs in the right direction.
And that's exactly true. That's what happened. He's talking about historically what happened.
Look, I don't have a horse in this game. I'm just saying
it
sounds
like you do.
It's pretty insulting.
Of course you do.
Well, it sounds like you guys do, too, when you really riled up about it. I'm saying he's got to be ready to explain this stuff because people in Michigan, people in Pennsylvania, people in Ohio who are going to determine this election aren't going to like being told by Mike Bloomberg, who's a rich guy who seems maybe out of touch
with their lifestyle. People in Ohio and Pennsylvania are pissed off at Trump because of the farm bailout that went to all the people on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach.
Each of these people are going to have to answer for their own record.
That's what I'm
looking
for.
You would be furious, though, if we were adding words into Trump's mouth. And that's what you're doing.
It happens every single day. And I'm not adding words. This is how I took it. And I watched it three times.
But the part that you added, he didn't say. The thing that is frustrating to me is, like, me sitting here working at a conservative station and hearing the audio cuts that are played, they play the first 5 seconds of that conversation of him just saying,
you put a seed in a hole and blah, blah, blah.
Claire, that's what they do on CNN, MSNBC.
No, but I'm saying we're having this conversation, and I'm saying that people are not telling the truth. And so if that's what Americans think, it's because they're not actually hearing the conversation.
On either side.
Everything is all up for interpretation. But the way
Trump takes to Twitter
concerned.
And he says his own things. So Trump doesn't have a lot put in his mouth because it's all on Twitter. It's all from the horse's
about
mouth.
How I hear it, because the person that you need to convince of Bloomberg is me, and it's other people on my side, and I don't know that
I
this
think
does
it's
it.
More moderates. I don't think it's you. You're never going to be persuaded to like anyone who's not Trump.
You're never not Trumper.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm saying that people who are more moderate, who are a little unsure about Trump, are the people that need to be convinced.
All right, Jennifer, before you go,
this
is something that tickled me so much. It's kind of sad. We were talking yesterday when you weren't around about the survey, finding that 41% of people that are going around that are, they take vacations, the risky behavior to take selfies. People who go on the edge of a cliff.
Right. And
a third of the respondents.
But they should, because that's how you get rid of dumb people.
A third of respondents have visited a destination purely to digitally capture the scene. 4% admitted to endangering somebody else for the sake of a good snapshot. The poll was 2,000 people, 999 women and 1,000 men, to find out what they were willing to do. Found that men are more likely to take risks than women. 61% of males accepted the challenge of a cliff edge photo compared to 38% of women. More than 1 in 10 have sustained injuries while attempting a selfie.
See, I don't know that I agree with that. I think women are way stupider than men when it comes to selfies.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of women go stupid places just to get a picture of it.
Yeah,
but
crazy.
In any case.
All right. In any case, time for us to
watch out. That's how you thin the herd. Selfies.
Yeah, right. Selfies are the coronavirus.
Forget the. Hey, everybody! We've got this new attraction. Come take a picture, and everyone falls off a cliff.
That's it. Help yourself. Anyway, Calitrin is my focus at the moment. The way that people are losing weight now, getting serious, because all of the holidays are over. You've done what you're going to do. The damage to your body is done. Valentine's Day is over. So we had New Year's, we had Christmas, we had Thanksgiving, so come on. If you failed before on trying some of these weight loss programs, there are all kinds of different, I counted 20-some-odd different programs around the other day. I was looking, I just for the heck of it, one morning I was talking to my sales guy, I was Googling how many different weight loss programs there are. Overweight people need to listen to this because the results are so good. The diet is not necessary. You don't have to go on the keto diet? That's the big one now, I think. Isn't it, ladies?
That's the popular one, yep.
That's the one? Okay. So you can do that in conjunction with using Calitrin. You might get faster results, but what you want are permanent results. And 86% of the people that go on the Calitrin diet are satisfied because it is successful in keeping the weight off. Once you get it off your body, keep it off by going on to the Calitrin program, training your body not to need as much fuel and not to, even if you do go off the reservation like I do, you have the protection of Calitrin. Number one healthy choice in America for weight loss because it's all natural. Go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code, and save $20 a bottle right now. DJV code at Calitrin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'll make you defecate.
At the hour here on the Wednesday DJV program, the ladies and I present to you Ozzy Osbourne. Well, maybe not so fast. We're not going to present him because he's canceled his North American No More Tours 2. Apparently, he's going to have no more tours. What kind of health setbacks has he had, Victoria?
Well, remember, I don't know if you remember this, but just a week or so ago, we talked about he came forward with his Parkinson's diagnosis.
Yeah, right.
And then, but he said he was still going to do his whole tour, and that he was being treated, and I guess things were looking up. And then, unfortunately, in just
now
a week or so,
yeah,
things aren't that great, and he has... he said that he thanked everyone, but he said he has to go to Switzerland for treatment, and that's going to take place in April, and it takes 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know what type of treatment there is for Parkinson's.
Well, there's
that
stuff
takes
you
six
can,
to 8 weeks long, it, but
there's a brain surgery. They can insert something, in your brain if they find the right area. And Parkinson's really develops in the same area of your brain as Alzheimer's and dementia, so they can pretty much pinpoint
rough.
And they put something in there. But Parkinson's, in many ways, I think Parkinson's is more difficult because when you have Alzheimer's, you don't know what the hell's going on. When you have Parkinson's, your brain is still very acutely aware of what's going on, and your bodily functions just deteriorate. So it's pretty horrible,
actually. Horrible.
You're
well,
aware
so he's
of what's
canceling. Yeah, he's canceling the tour now because he said he'd rather people get a refund now, and then when he does the tour down the road, everyone who bought a ticket can actually be first in line to buy a new one. So the refunds and the fees and all that will be they'll be refunded. But he is still doing. Remember we talked about the tattoo thing,
yes,
the tattoo parlor
right.
takeover.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
He is still doing that. That's actually happening tomorrow. He's going to be signing at Amoeba Hollywood. He's going to be signing some records. And then tattoo parlors all around the world, there are certain ones on the list on his website. You can go and check it out. And then you can get an Aussie-inspired tattoo. So
He is still moving forward with that, which is good.
His wife has now not stopped dyeing her hair or something? Is she?
Yeah, she looks good, actually. She's just all her natural gray.
Yeah.
And it looks good on her.
These guys, how old is she? She's as old as he is?
She's got to be late 60s or 70, maybe?
Yeah, I would have thought that, too. Yeah.
I want to say early 70s.
I think he's my age, if I'm not mistaken, or a year or so younger than I am. Yeah, yep. I've been around a long time and abusing the hell out of his body, so it's no surprise he's got Parkinson's, because that's usually drug-induced unless you have some physical malady.
He's 71, yeah. And she's 67, so that, yeah, we guessed correctly.
Yeah. 26 after the hour here on the DJB program. Believe it or not, the Foo Fighters have been around for a quarter of a century. And they say, what better way to celebrate than to go on tour and make some money? Hooray! Band announcing plans. They'll be revisiting the same cities they played in during their 1995 tour when Dave Grohl, Nate Mendel, and Pat Smear hit the road in a Dodge van.
I love this. The van
so this
tour
is called
2020.
The van tour.
That's so
That's
cute.
It. All right. Kicking off the tour April 12th at the Talking Stick Resort Arena in Phoenix. And they go to Ontario, Canada on May 20th. So they're out for about a month and a half. Every show opened with a sneak peek of Grohl's What Drives Us, which is a new documentary about why musicians leave their loved ones, hit the road in the name of music. The film includes interviews with members of Metallica, The Beatles, Dead Kennedys, Guns N' Roses. That's an interesting combo right there. Huh? That really is what an eclectic mix. Well, who might be the Beatles? Who the hell is going to be McCartney and Ringo?
Probably both of them.
Yeah, I would have thought. Yeah. That wasn't all, though. The Foo Fighters teased that while they may be too big now to play the small clubs they performed in on their first tour, a lot of the venues have closed anyway, it's not out of the question for the venues, if they are still open, for them to take a trip over to the venues for the heck of it. Tour announced, Grohl teased that his band has finished its 10th studio album. So tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. local time.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Lap top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Latecomer to the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg, has qualified to be on the debate stage tonight with the other candidates in Nevada, although he is being accused by President Trump in a tweet of illegally buying the Democratic nomination, and fellow Democrats are making similar accusations.
Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president, and you can buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
On the DJ Neve program, it's Wednesday, February the 19th. Victoria and Kara are here. Jennifer's plopped off to do her morning program, where she and her ideas will be more well accepted than they are here sometimes. But it's good because we all have different point of view, and it's important for everybody to hear expressions so you can find something to agree with or disagree with. As long as you disagree without being disagreeable, it's A-okay. It's time for us now to spend some moments on people in the news. The passing, Victoria, of Jeanette Dubois, who was on Good Times. That's probably what she was best known for. 74 years old. She lived here in Glendale. And so she has died, what, of natural causes, it looks like.
Doesn't That's look like what anything. They're saying, yeah. She was only 74, so I'm not sure if she had any, you know, prior health issues, but lots of tributes coming out on social media. She played Janet Jackson's mother on Good Times, which is probably, well, that's where Janet Jackson got a start as an actress. Yep. So Janet posted a really lovely tribute. They stayed friends for many years after the show. So you'll be seeing a lot of that. She also is famous. She was a New York native. She's also famous for actually singing the theme song to the Jeffersons, which I would argue is probably one of the most recognizable theme songs of all
time. Moving on up. Yeah. You probably have a better version of it than me singing it, you know, from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
But that voice was just, that's iconic.
Yeah. Couldn't sit still to this. Uh-huh. She won an Emmy for her voiceover work on Eddie Murphy's the animated sitcom, The PJs. Remember that? It was on Fox and
I actually don't remember that.
Years.
But
yeah, I remember
interesting.
A couple of episodes. Yeah, right. So she was also on with the Wayan. I always
the Wayans brothers.
Wayans, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey. She was in films like I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, out of Broadway plays and that sort of thing. So, sad note of her passing at the age of 74. Jeanette Dubois. Can somebody please explain for me what the hell is going on with Rosaria Dawson? Is she or isn't she? Is she dating Cory Booker? Is she gay?
She's
both?
Bisexual. She came out as bisexual, but I don't know if they're still dating. That I never believed that, to be honest.
Really?
I never believed that. It's been rumored for a very, very long time that Corey is gay. And in, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah. And the black community is, times are changing with younger people, but historically the black community has been a very anti-LGBTQ, place.
Well, that's
to
their
live.
Whole thing with Buttigieg,
and,
right?
Yes, that's part of it, I think, is they just don't relate to him, and it's they're very religious, and, you know, it's I have black friends who are gay, and it's not an easy life to live, so it's very, very tough, and so there have been rumors about Cory Booker forever, and then it seemed a little suspect that no one had ever seen him with Rosario Dawson. He announces his presidency, and then all of a sudden they're a couple. It just seemed, but they were never together. They appeared like once together.
Waking up in the morning with him and what they do in the morning. They sing songs to each other and stuff like that.
Kind
of interesting. What's she famous for? I recognize her face, but I don't know what
she's been in a ton of movies. Nothing really big, but she's just sort of been around for so long now.
Recognizable.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. New book out by Kathy Ireland, who is one of the most fabulously attractive women. Why are you laughing?
Because this is not news, except that you think she's hot, so now it's going to become news.
Well, the book Fashion Jungle?
Going to read, but, you know, because you think that Kathy Ireland's hot. Go to a book signing, it'll be you. It'll be a quick line.
What do you mean it'll be here? Why are you
You won't have to wait very long online because there aren't going to be
She's married,
be
though,
there.
So.
Oh, yeah, she's married. Still, she can be married and be attractive. What the heck? I mean,
you can go up to her and say what you said to us right in the break. Kathy Ireland is sexy.
She
is
sexy.
Without any other context.
Well, what other context do you need?
Well, what's sexy this fabulous book about that everyone is going
to
be reading?
No. Okay. So you've already put me down and put her down before this. Apparently she tells stories about her, and actually it's fairly serious because she addresses some of the Me Too things in the fashion industry.
I'm sure she was.
She's
she
seen
was
a lot,
modeling
apparently.
In the 80s. I'm sure there's plenty that she has to tell. Yeah.
She
so, all right, so then let us know
tale.
How good the book is when you read it.
Really? Okay. I'm as well. I bring it to your attention because I know you're interested in the Me Too movement, and I'm interested in her, so I just, you know.
Okay.
How many times was she the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Model of the Year? You probably can't count.
I feel like you would probably know that more than I would.
A number of times, let's put it that way. A number of times. But she talks about, in the book, seriously, recounting a number of experiences when she was working as a teenager and some strange guy who was supposed to be a producer was supposed to be escorting her around, and then he tried to get her into her hotel room, you know, that kind of stuff. And there are other stories about her going to the Playboy mansions and that kind of stuff. So, but at that time,
there's a lot of dirt to
spill. No, oh, sure. But I mean, at that time, it was more or less, it wasn't, because she's not from the current group, the Gwyneth Paltrow era, if you will. Those people, Amira Sorvino, and all of them, meaning there's dozens and dozens and dozens of them who are in the generation under Kathy Ireland, who more came to the to the surface. But you think it didn't happen to people who are Kathy Ireland's age? Of course.
Oh, of course. It's been around since the beginning of time and power and money. That's, you know, all of that is a huge factor. So, yeah.
For sure.
I'm sure she's got a lot of stories to tell.
All right. So before we do the giveaway winners, Kara's picking out a name or has picked out a name using our method of sticking all the names on a piece of paper into a hat box and picking out the number. I want to spend a moment or two talking about the coronavirus and a couple of new theories that you may or may not have heard discussed. I went through the numbers earlier on, did the math so that you would get the gist of what I gleaned from a Harvard public health professor who's all over there. A couple of people interviewed in the Wall Street Journal in the last day or two who are looking at this with a much different eye than you're hearing from some, including earlier on me. I mean, I had never said that it wasn't a problem. I just said it wasn't as big a problem in terms of fatalities as the flu. Now, that's true at the moment. But I'm more being convinced by looking at some of this stuff that isn't regularly in the news media, and I don't like, you know, I don't get my stuff. I mean, I look at headlines and things like everybody else does, but then I kind of dig around. I found this, thanks to my curiosity, and then my friends who are doctors like Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, they point me in the various directions for more in-depth info. So anyway, the lead professor at the Chan School of Public Health at Harvard, his name is Mark Lipschitz, has said, quote, "If a pandemic happens, up to 70% of people worldwide are likely to be infected, and that will be in the next year." So 70%, and then I did the math out for the ladies earlier on. The current fatality rate with the coronavirus is 2.3%. So if 70% of the world's population, which is just shy of 7 billion at the moment, if 2.3% of 70% of the population, which is about 5 billion people, get this in some way, shape, or form, and 2.3% of them die, that's 130 million people. So, and for the people who are conspiratorialists, you want to make a case for the Chinese wanting to get rid of 100 million, 200 million of their population? Here it is. Here's your case made for you, because it's been contained in China. Now, do we think the rest of the world is going to suffer from it? They're working feverishly at the National Institute of Health and a couple of other places. The research being done on a ship someplace offshore, I saw that. Stem cell research being done to try to find a quick shot for this. The first one they came up with didn't work, so now they're trying to find another one. And I have no doubt they're going to find one. It just is a matter of time. How many people are going to get knocked off between now and then? So what are the raw numbers? Couple thousand dead? How many people in 20,000 or so people have this in China? Do you have the raw numbers at the moment?
No, I don't, but it's a lot.
These numbers, if you play these numbers out, Victoria, if it is as bad as this guy, there's not only the Harvard health professor, but the guy that runs the Imperial College of Health in London, says 400,000 people could die in the UK if this thing, it's not an absurd number, if this thing gets out of control. So
that is a huge number because I did see a stat on the flu, like the regular flu, in 2018, I think, killed 80,000 people.
Yeah,
so
70-some-odd thousand last year.
Yeah,
in
so
in
that,
America.
But 400,000, that's, I don't know.
People dying.
Yeah.
But if they don't find some way to, you know, the resistance here, what they call the annual flu shots, this year way off the mark, 60% of the people that had the flu didn't have what they got the shot for. So
right.
It becomes almost meaningless. But, you know, in this case, you got to be sure that some drug companies, or at least two or three of them, are trying to race to find a legitimate cure or a shot for this, because the payout's going to be huge. So see where all of that goes. Giveaway. Let's do this, Kara, okay? So we satisfy all these winners. Here's the list of winners. We'll post this on our Facebook page as well. The names of the people who have won this audio book. We gave away a bunch of audiobook CDs for the book written by J.D. Robb, who really is Nora Roberts. This is the 50th book in the In-Death series, Golden in Death. The audiobook is read by narrator Susan Erickson, who pulls out all the stops here according to some of the reviews and voicing some of these characters. It's the homicide detective Eve Dallas who's back in this investigative murder. It's a good story. There's a lot of intrigue in it, for sure, and a good beach read maybe if you're going away for a vacation, ship read if you're dumb enough to get on a cruise liner at the moment. Anyway, the 500 million mark has been reached in copies of these books, so it's really in demand. And right now, so we've given these books, the CD audiobook, to Karen Engberg, Janet Mattson, Luella Bennett, Barbara Willems. I'm going to say that's probably Bennett, not Bennett. If it was Bennett, it would be one N, and there's two in this name, so I want to pronounce your name right. Luella, thank you for listening, too, by the way, to all these folks. Eldon Hutcherson, Tony Petrello, Laurel Leonard, Janice Kitchens, Henry Zabski, Chad Howard. Let's see, who else is on this list? Donna Carrico, Jean de Burke, Gabor Moores, Denise Otter, Nancy McBride. So of those all, Kara Schillen, who is now the winner of this wireless headphone set that we have as a result of people participating? Oh, yes. Da, 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 da.
So exciting.
Very exciting.
Out of all of those, Henry Zabski Jr. is the winner.
Henry Zabski Jr., Z-A-B-S-K-I. Where is he? Where does he live? Did you get that when you were talking
about it? I don't have that pulled up right in front of me, but I bet it's somewhere in the continental USA.
Clever girl
that
you are.
Solid guess.
Figure that out. Yes, a solid guess. Okay, good. Congratulations, Henry. This is kind of cool. Neat. Nice to be able to do this sort of thing as a service. It's fun to... I love to give away stuff. I've always done that over the years. People used to laugh at me, the kind of contests I'd come up with to give stuff away. I'm the boss... When I was on the air in Cincinnati back in the 80s, I came up with the craziest stuff. He used to laugh at me because I would just go on the air and I'd pull something out of a hat. He'd say, I got a bunch of stuff here. Figure out how to give it away. And he wouldn't give me any direction. He'd just say, go, you know, you can figure it out. So I'd come up with people. People would bring bizarre. The studio was right in the center of the city. So people would bring these bizarre things in. They'd get dressed in costumes. I mean, I came up with all kinds of stupid stuff. But it's fun to do that. It's a great way, actually, as silly as it sounds, for listener engagement. One way or another, it's good to do. Speaking of listener engagement, I hear often from people who have taken my advice to use power swabs to whiten up their smile. Because the smile is so important to all of us, making a lasting impression, especially when it comes to your work, or perhaps if you're interested in a new love situation, you want to make your best impression. And so making your teeth look better is very important. And in 5 minutes, this is important info, 5 minutes when you use power swabs, you can brighten your smile, the couple of shades. You can almost watch it kind of change over 5 minutes. Power swabs is the most advanced teeth whitening system. All the dentists are using it. All the hygienists are using it. It is used because the toothpastes are tough on your enamel, and so are all the other things. If you have sensitive gums, you don't want to use those trays. So no sensitivity problem at all, and you're helping to rehydrate the enamel on your teeth. So let's get at it. Go to 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Save 40%, another $10, and you get free shipping. 800-208-1797 for the kind of smile everybody will talk about. Power swabs, 800-208-1797.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has it been the same theme for all the Jurassic Park movies? Chuck or I don't see these movies, so I don't know if it is or it isn't. What is this the theme of Jurassic Park? All of them are the same. It's John Williams anyway, isn't it?
Yes, composed one of his great scores. He's always done, every score he's done is great, but it's another great one.
Yep. All right, Jurassic, so what, are they now filming another Jurassic Park, aren't they now at the moment?
They're getting, they're getting ready to go into production on Jurassic World 3, which will be the sixth installment in the overall Jurassic Park franchise. I got to tell you, I've enjoyed all of them, some better than the others. The original 93 was the best, the greatest movie-going experience I've ever had, seeing that film at the now-defunct Ziegfeld Movie Theater in New York City, 1,150 people, sold-out audience opening day. I mean, simply awesome. But here's the interesting part about this third installment in Jurassic World, Doug. Not only is it going to bring back Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, who starred in the first Jurassic World movies, the first two, but Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, and Laura Dern will all return from the original trilogy. And I think that I think that gives that a lot of juice and a lot of anticipation. This will be the most anticipated film, I think, of 2021 when it's theaters on June 11th of that year.
Yeah, next year.
That's about the only casting that would get me back into Jurassic Park, because I don't like Chris Pratt, and I don't like the movies that have been, you know, the later ones, but I would actually go back into the franchise for them, yeah.
Hmm. All right, so we got that to look forward to. I went to see, let's see, Victoria, you saw this over the weekend, Photograph. I saw
No, Kara did. I didn't see it.
Oh, Kara saw it. I'm sorry. I thought she... All right. Well, anyway, Kara, you can chime in here if you want to as well. I thought it was a very sweet movie, a great, well, I don't know, great, but a good story, one that just takes you away from whatever the hell is going on in your life for a couple of hours. I thought it was very well done. I mean, there's a few holes. You could watch it and say, oh, the script left out this or that or didn't, you know. Okay, so all of that being said, the woman who's the star, who I've never seen before, is very appealing. The story is great. There are a couple of Star Wars.
What is it about? Tell us. What is it? What is the story about?
It's a couple of different stories woven together well. Story about a woman who's falling in love, not sure she can commit because her mother, she's worried about being the same as her mother who couldn't commit. The photographs were taken by her mother of her father, and she didn't know who her real father was until sort of the end of the movie. A couple of letters written by her mother who's just died. That's how the movie is sort of set up. And it takes place in New Orleans and New York. And the fellow who, I recognize his face, but I don't remember his name, who is the male lead, the love interest that she has, is a likable fellow. I think the thing here is that everybody in the movie is likable. And you know, there's not any nasty, there's nothing going on. It's just a good, compelling, almost a, not necessarily a family show, but certainly a date night. It's a good date night movie, if nothing else. So I would recommend it, frankly, because I like
very good
movies. Yeah. All right, what's the movie?
I got one piece of movie news. Paramount Pictures has hired Rocketman director Dexter Fletcher to helm a second remake of the 1960s TV show The Saint. That original show,
really?
Does by Roger Moore. Val Kilmer played the character. I think Simon Templar was the name of that character in a 1997 movie.
Roger Moore was the TV star.
Yes.
And then, that's right.
Val Kilmer did the movie. I thought the 97 movie with Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue was very respectable, but this is another franchise property that I'm sure some A-list actor will attach himself to and make a nice payday.
By the way, speaking of Elizabeth Shue, I think we were talking earlier about Ireland, Cara, and Victoria. I think Shue is another one of those women that's ageless and just wonderfully...
I haven't seen her in so long.
I think she's very, very appealing. Okay, so we got Ben Affleck. You agree with me? Thank you. Ben Affleck is talking. He's out promoting his movies. That's this weekend or next? When is that movie, the basketball movie?
March 6th. It's called The Way Back. Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah, he talked about in an interview why he left his solo Batman film. Because he was on a heavy drinking binge and said he would have drank himself to death. That's no surprise because the way, you know, he's very well respected in terms of a director. You had him attached to that project. For him to walk away from it seemed something was going up. But, you know, wish him the best of luck. This new movie, The Way Back, looks really, really
good.
It's
his story.
If
you look at the trailer, it looks to me like it's his personal life story because it's about a drunk who becomes a basketball coach trying to find his way back. And that's his life at the moment, isn't it?
You could argue to some extent. You said the breakdown of his marriage threw him off.
Right, Jennifer, he talks a lot about Jennifer Garner in this. He still loves her, obviously. Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, good job, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry, Movie Man, here on Movie Moments. DJV, time 59.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.